You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We are welcoming in the studio this morning Hicks. They have come in, they've come all the way from Wellington to join us and to play a couple of tracks because tonight they are playing support for Dinosaur Jr. And we'll talk to them a little bit more shortly, but they're going to begin off by playing us a track. So you guys just take it away. Thank you so much, Hex, and welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about that track in particular?
That one is called The Moon. That was the, I think we released that in October last year. Greta wrote that one. Do you want to tell us about it, Greta? Okay, I'll tell us about it. It's sort of about our oldest kid.
Yeah.
She's like totally obsessed with the moon, and she makes sure that she goes out and finds it every night before
really?
She goes to bed.
And every morning when she wakes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's like such a special treat for her if it's still out in the morning and she can see in the morning sky.
It She's is like, actually such a special treat to be like up in the morning and you can still see the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of blows my mind.
I know, it totally blows her mind, and she always says goodnight to it and stuff. Like, she's just like totally blown away by that it goes away and comes back.
So you guys definitely write songs based on experiences or people in your life or things like that?
Yeah, pretty much most of our songs are based on, or loosely based on, stuff that's happened.
And so how do you come together and like start making a piece? Does somebody kind of take the lead with, say, like a melody or...?
Yeah. Sort of me and Greta write quite independently of each other, and then we sort of bring it to the band and then see what happens. Some of our songs are, like, jammed out a lot.
Yeah.
And then some of them just come to the band fully formed.
It's amazing how much sound you can make just with drums, guitar and a bass. Like, there's such... you'd think that there were so many more instruments kind of contributing, but it's literally just the three of you.
Yeah. I guess because we've usually got two vocal lines as well.
Yeah.
It's like five instruments.
And you guys are playing tonight. You're going to be playing opening actually for Dinosaur Jr. You must be pretty darn excited.
Yep.
Yeah,
to say the least.
I think we're just trying to keep it cool. We're just trying to keep it together. Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, we all like listened to them when we were teenagers in the early 90s and
and never expected.
It's like opening for like one of your, you know, it's like only, well, we are like opening for some of our musical idols.
Do you guys want to play us another song?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Gardener's Prayer. Stone, oh, gardener, ha!
should just play another track. Just keep on going.
Right. Keep on tracking.
Yeah.
Okay, runes, ruins.
Looking out through dirt and subsides, we got the stereo, it's playing Julie Run. We keep our eyes averted to the light and screen, another signal, another prophecy. We got our minds made up, but they're not what they seem. Promises. We said that love only exists if we both wanted it. It is a warm day, and when we look out across the forking paths, we see that there is no way out. In the ruins. In the ruins, it says we're ruined. In the ruins. It says we're ruined. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be our hands out, we reach into the air pretending to grab stars down. We are the faithful, we drank the Kool-Aid. You grab my arm as we crash back into the cold wave. Is this the love that's buried? Is this stupidity? We got our minds made up, but they're not really what they seem. Is this just blind love? Is this a silent shout? When we look up, we realize that there is no way out. In the is we're ruined. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not meant to be friends. You and me are not. To be friends.
Thank you so much, Hex. So exciting that you're playing tonight for opening for Dinosaur Jr. Have you guys got any other things planned for the future?
We've got another show in Auckland in mid-February.
Cool.
Yeah, with the swim team and
The Cosmic Psychos.
Awesome. Yeah, so that'll be a bloody treat, won't it? Yeah, I can imagine that that's going to be a bit crazy. And then we're just working on finishing our album, getting that all finished up.
Have you had any challenges with your album, like getting it all moulded together?
Just finding time to do it has been the biggest challenge, because we've been Yeah.
Well, you guys have many lives, it seems.
We all have many...
many lives.
Many thumbs and many pies. Yeah. Yeah, it's been real busy, but we're... yeah, this year's going to be a lot more relaxed for us, which is cool. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, coming all the way from Wellington. Well, I mean, you came all the way from Wellington.
We came
to play
here for you.
Gosh. Thank you, Hannah. But enjoy tonight.
Yeah,
and
we will.
If there is one thing that you want to ask Dinosaur Jr. if you get the chance, what would it be?
Oh God, I've thought about this so much, but I can't get past just being like, ooh, like doing a total Arnie voice at them, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I just don't know what I'm going to say. Like, hey, do you like to play? Or like something really ridiculous.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, we're not worthy. Yeah, we're just going to get a Wayne's World on it.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I hope you do get a Wayne's World
moment.
Moment. And you can come back and tell us about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
And we can all laugh in a circle together. Awesome. Thank you so much, Hex, for coming in and playing. It was awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.